The beginner Korean skincare routine is often credited with the beauty of Korean celebrities' skin. If you're here because you want to know the steps and if you can do it as a beginner, then you are at right place. Please continue reading to learn the correct order in which to apply the products, some tips for applying them, and the Korean body care routine. Cleansing oil. Koreans typically use cleansing oil as the first step in their skincare routine. They'll then do another round of cleansing. We'll get there later. Although many people associate this step with removing makeup in the evening, many Koreans also do it in the morning to eliminate any sebum accumulated over the night. Cleansing oil removes oil from your skin, which is why much of your makeup is made of oil. Thus, a Korean skincare regimen that includes cleansing oil for the first step ensures that any oily residues are removed without drying the skin. Cleanser. Surprised? The second step is to cleanse again. Use a mild foam cleanser this time. Double cleansing, which is also known as Japanese double cleansing, is a method that cleans your skin twice to ensure that no impurities remain on your skin. This will keep your pores from getting obstructed. You have a lower risk of skin irritation from makeup residue. This step mainly also helps to prepare your skin for the products you will be using after this step. Use an exfoliator. Exfoliation is a great way to get rid of any dead skin cells that may have built up on your skin's surface. These old cells are removed so newer cells can be seen, and your complexion will appear brighter. This clears the way for the skin products you use later to penetrate deeper and more efficiently. There are many exfoliating products on the market. Check out our guide on how you can exfoliate your skin so that your skin is at its best. Exfoliation is great for your skin. It will open your pores and also remove the dead skin cells at the same time. Toner. Toners are often called the last step in facial cleansing. They hydrate and refresh your skin while also balancing your skin's pH. Your skin's pH should not be affected if you have used good cleanser products for the first few steps. Toners can help your skin absorb the next skincare steps in case it becomes too acidic from the first few steps. So basically, toners are all about helping to maintain the pH of your skin, which you might have altered using a double cleansing method and an exfoliation. Essence. Essences are essential for any the beginner Korean skincare routine. The Koreans have been the pioneers of this product. This step is the beginning of nourishing your skin. The lightweight essence is the appetizer that kicks off the routine. Many essences are hydrating. They also have a range of skincare benefits, including brightening, anti-aging, and soothing. The essence should address your specific skincare needs. Use the essence to massage your skin until it's fully absorbed. You can find a variety of essence in market with different fragrances and content. Choose one which suits your skin and what your skin needs the most. Serum. Korean skincare doesn't stop with a single essence. Serums and ampoules can be used to target specific skin concerns. We are here to help you understand the differences between serum and ampoules. Serum is a concentrated form of targeted ingredients, helps reduce dark spots and acne scars and improve skin color. This is typically applied to the entire face. The ampoule is more concentrated than a serum. You only need to use a small amount of it at the exact spot you must. A serum or an ampoule can give your skin a boost of targeted ingredients. Applying 5 to 6 drops of serum once or twice a day can naturally nourish your skin cells. Applying serum is the most important and crucial step for any kind of skincare routine. Also read, the 5 best Korean vitamin C serums for dry skin, Ultimate Guide 2022. Apply a sheet mask. Korea's sheet masks are another well-known beauty product. Different skin needs will need different types of sheet masks. They can be used for brightening, hydrating, and tightening. Traditional sheet masks consist of cotton or tissue soaked in skincare essence. When you have just started getting into the beginner Korean skincare routine might seem like a long and tiring process. But it's always good to modify and do it as per your own suitability, which is always an option for everyone. All you need to do is place it on your face, then let it rest. Korean sheet masks are becoming more sophisticated. You can have different essences for different skin concerns on each side of your sheet mask. After applying the mask, relax for 15 to 20 minutes and let your skin absorb the goodness. Delicately tap the excess embodiment into your skin in the wake of eliminating the cover. The remaining essence in the packet can be stored in smaller bottles or poured out and applied to your neck, collarbone, and arms. Tip: sheet mask always have that extra essence inside the packet. You can also use it for your legs and hands. Apply eye cream under eye problems include puffiness, dark circles, and fine lines. The Korean body care routine suggests gently patting some eye cream under your eyes and gradually moving to your temples. But be careful not to apply it too close to the eyes. It is implausible that any eye cream will accidentally get in your eyes. Moisturizer. This step is important, regardless of whether you use a night cream or a regular moisturizer. Although we don't experience the dry and cold winters that Koreans face in some seasons, we live in climates that make it colder and drier. Moisturizing your skin is essential as it gets drier with age. Dry skin can prompt kinks and scar differences. A research showed that those who avoided applying a good moisturizer to skin tend to have more wrinkles and fine lines after the age of 30. And so, apply sunscreen or a sleeping mask. Your last step will depend on whether it is a night or day routine. You can use sunscreen or a sleep mask. Sun protection is an essential step in any beginner Korean skincare routine. It protects your skin against UV damage. UV rays can cause skin signs such as wrinkles and aging. Sunscreens of minimum SPF 30 indoors and at least SPF 50 outdoors can help protect your skin from the damaging effects of UV rays. Blue light emitted by electronic devices is another factor skincare professionals try to avoid. Sunscreens that protect against blue light are recommended for those who use electronic devices such as phones and TVs. It's the most important step of the beginner Korean skincare routine. If you are doing a nighttime routine, you can finish it with a sleep mask. You can seal in the goodness of all your products containing ingredients that will help you sleep better and reap the benefits of a good night's rest. Conclusion. Today's blog was all for the girls and ladies out there who have just learned the benefits of skincare and have turned to our blogs for help. Lovelies, you are at the very right place. Thank you, dear audience, for the love and support, and this encourages us to write more and more with improved content in our blogs. Coming back to our article about beginner Korean skin care routine, we have clearly explained the best and easy methods for the newbies out there. If you have just started loving the Korean skincare, then we recommend you all to definitely do the patch test for all the products you're gonna use on your skin. As every individual has different skin type, our skin demands different. Thus, taking a patch test is important, and you can also consult a dermatologist before you start using any skincare products. Remember to cleanse, tone, moisturize, and then put some sunscreen on every day. This is the key to healthy and glowing skin. Even if you cannot follow the whole regime, try not to avoid these four things on daily basis. Happy reading!